Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
We'll be right back.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and Veterans Legal Advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Hello and welcome back to another great edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For the first few minutes of the broadcast, though, the National Weather Service had me bumped off some of the airwaves just to make sure that other people in this great nation were safe from whatever catastrophe was about to take place. But I am back with you now, and for those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes in my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NT Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have and the head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, many of you have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons are, call in. Share your stories, experiences, whatever your reasons and issues that you have. If you want to be a part of the show today, 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. I'll be happy to take your calls. If you also want to check us out on our live chat room, just go to freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and we have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Our Facebook page is open to the public. Anybody can interact there. But we also have our Facebook group at Barefoot is Legal, where you can interact with other members of the Barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you live a Barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a Barefoot lifestyle, just join our group if you have not joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you're wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. Actually bringing us down to about an hour and 10 minutes together. But plenty of time to get you up to speed and a little catch up from last week. So we've had quite a bit of talk about people going out for the first time being barefoot, and even that transition into becoming a barefooter full time. We have a lot of great interaction in our group and a lot of questions from our members this week, which I'm going to get to after the top of the hour. We also have our phone lines open again, 319-527-6208. And right now we're getting ready for all of our new seekers of employment to go out there in the world. And they're going to be obtaining jobs in different markets, ice cream shops, and slaving over dishwashing machines and all that, and handing candy out in candy stores and working in resort stores, bars, grills, and pizza shops and other seasonal front lines. That will be programming small portions of the new business population and employment to thinking that shoes are illegal in their establishments. Well, we are here to dispel those myths coming into the summer season. We need to let them know that we are not going to take that. And that's what we're here to do. Empower you and teach you your rights and how to use your rights. And what happens when you are discriminated against? Well, a lot of empowering content planned for you today. 319-527-6208 is the way to be a part of the show. Press 1. Now, we are not going to take the discrimination, the prejudice, and the oppression. And we're not going to let it be passed down. We can't let that happen. So, I would like to start by a brief little commercial that we have from one of our new sponsors to the show. And this is a new pharmaceutical product that's on the market. I don't know if any of you have heard this. It's a natural remedy. No, I'm not going to go into the anti-shoe thing. Frank Offers is not here. I can see some of the questions coming through already now. No. We don't have Frank Offers in the studio today giving away free anti-shoes. But this is a new natural remedy that's on the market that will help people out with a lot of different conditions that they have, and I'd like to welcome this sponsor to the show real quick.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Well, Well, there you have it, folks. I just figured I'd lighten that up a little bit. I figure, why start every show with a rant going after people right out of the gate? But phone lines are open, 319-527-6208. We have a good friend of ours on the lines with us right now, Kevin. And welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. Did I get you in before the top of the hour? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, well, I not much. Actually, the weather is so nice right now. It's unbelievable.
And you're are you in Florida? Or?
No, I'm in Virginia.
Virginia? Okay.
So right now I'm enjoying this this weekend off.
I tried to get on
last week, but the show was crowded.
Yes, it was. It was packed and almost a couple hundred callers deep. Actually, couldn't really get through the entire switchboard and start pulling the numbers out for the usual crowd to get them in there. But boy, yeah, we had a great episode. You know, we were talking a lot about transitioning into the warmer weather, and this is a time of year when most people decide that they want to go barefoot and give it a shot. So, you know, just really a lot of advice as far as, you know, for the newbies that are out there, the novice people who are, you know, decide that they want to start going barefoot, and, you know, how to keep them safe and also how to deal with the change in weather and transitioning into the hotter temperatures coming out of the cold.
Yeah, well, you know, for the new beginners, you know, we always tell them, you know, that, you know, don't do it all at once, you know, because people still get, you know, nervous and afraid, you know, and all that other stuff. So, yeah, you know, I think I did a research some time ago where it was talking about how you start off barefoot. And basically, you start off in your house, basically, you know, make your home a shoe-free home, you know, then go from there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll say start like taking a walk to your car, or take a walk to your mailbox, you know, and see how that feels, or take a walk on a little short walk on your grass or something, you know, saying just to get the feel of it, you know, because people are still worried about, you know, who's going to say what and when and junk like that. What are people going to think and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Yeah, and I get it. I can understand that. But, you know, at the same time, it takes time to build up your confidence to get over those fears. Because, you know, fear will stop us from doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, really, you nailed it. You know, starting with the baby steps and also getting used to the different surfaces. So, you know, starting in your home, getting used to that, navigating, you know, making sure your little toe doesn't hit everything in its path. And then transitioning maybe outside, going to the mailbox, maybe going for a ride, going down to get gas, going to a store here and there. And, you know, also just the confidence. I think that it also has to do with the confidence, whereas most people really do believe that there were laws or something against it. And, of course, we've debunked that, and we know that those aren't true. Just getting that confidence to get out there and feel comfortable doing it. And, you know, sometimes just walking in there like you own the place. You have less problems than going in there worried about if someone's going to say something. It's almost like some of these employees smell fear and they just zoom right in on you.
Hey, but you know what? If you really, really think about it, right, the same people who are trying to be like, okay, I want to start barefooting, they're the same people that go barefoot at the beach, which is a normal spot, right? So basically, there's really no difference. It's all the same. So if you go barefoot like a normal person at the beach, you know, so maybe the playground or something, I mean, you would think it would be a easier transition because you're already used to being barefoot at the beach and everybody's not really paying attention to you because, hey, you just want to get into the water or take a walk along the beach like everybody else do.
Yeah.
You would think that'd be an easy transition, but apparently it's not.
Yeah. You know, and even if people, you know, just leave the house, leave the condo, leave the hotel, wherever you're staying, walk down to the beach, leave your shoes at home. Go down a couple blocks on the beach, maybe down the boardwalk or whatever. Come off the beach and stop in someplace. Grab a slice of pizza, grab an ice cream. Just to get them used to getting out there and doing it. Because then it's almost like, well, I don't have my shoes with me. And they may not think it's that big of a deal at that point. And plus, they're more comfortable coming off a beach in the beach setting. And then they come off the beach, they do something that they would normally not do, but then they feel comfortable doing it. And I think that's a great way to help people transition into that as well.
Well, you know, a few years ago, I went to the beach here in Virginia. It's called Oceanfront. So I just walked into as many stores as I possibly could. You know, now of course, I think it's because it is the beaches. You know, maybe those stores really don't enforce the freaking no shirt, no shoes policy. Because I've seen women go inside the stores in bikinis.
Yeah, so, it's a great sight.
Exactly. So, like I said, I mean, you think it would be an easy transition because you're so used to being, you know, barefoot at the beach, even if you don't go to the beach a lot. I mean, and furthermore, who wears shoes at the beach?
I know.
Exactly. I don't get it. What are water shoes anyway? Why would you wear shoes in the water?
Another silly gimmick. Stupid. Tourist trap to make a few bucks off a tourist. Water shoes. Thriving on people's fear that, you know, they're going to get injured or hurt if they end up walking someplace barefoot. Water shoes. Another crazy concept. Kind of like zero shoes. I mean, you either have a shoe or you don't. Just doesn't make sense. We are coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm sorry we have to take a break. No one has dropped off a suitcase of money yet. So time to pay some bills, and when we come back, more with Kevin and the transitioning, coming into the warmer weather, and enjoying our freedoms, and knowing what our rights are as barefooters. We'll be right back.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org, online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. That's right, standing up for the rights, standing up for the rights that we as barefooters have every week with you, every Saturday. 319-527-6208 is the way to be a part of the show. Just press 1 to be on the air. And that's 319-527-6208. Also, check out our website at barefootislegal.org. And before the break, we had Kevin on the air with us, and he's back with us talking about that transitioning into the warmer weather, building up that those confidence that you need, and getting out there and doing it, whether we're coming off the beach and doing it in some place that may be familiar, some place that's not out of the usual to see someone who's barefoot. And Kevin, that was a very good point that you made. Welcome back after the break.
Oh, thank you.
And before the break, for the listeners just joining us, just want to recap that we're talking about how walking down the beach or walking off the beach and going someplace where it's not uncommon to see someone who's barefoot with some really good advice that you threw out there. And I think probably that's where I probably started. I never liked wearing shoes in the summer to begin with. I never liked wearing shoes, period. But I always found it a lot easier walking off the beach and kind of doing it that way.
You know, honestly, you know, I've never actually hated shoes growing up. You know, I mean, I, you know, I was always one who was happy when my parents bought me a new pair of shoes, and it was like, oh, great, sweet, you know, just like any normal kid. So now, since I started going barefoot, I'm starting to like shoes a lot less. You know, I mean, I put up with it at work because, you know, I'm in the military and I can't get around that. But it's like, yeah, I'm glad to take the boots off. You know, I'm glad to just like, you know, walk around having that free feeling of not having no shoes on my feet. You know, I mean, many people go barefoot for whatever reason. I read stories that some people just like to feel the ground. You know, and I'm starting to like that too. You know, now of course, forgetting all the. And I know people, you know, spit and, you know, and stuff like down on the ground. Yeah, I realize that, you know, but more often than not, that stuff is dried up, just like at the gas station. That's all dried up. So to me, and I hope I'm right about it when I say this shouldn't have no effect on you because it's dried up stuff.
It's mostly,
you know,
water anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no
so,
different than swimming in a pool or the ocean or whatever. You know, I mean, it's water. And people just, sometimes I think just because of what it is or what they call it may gross some people out. But it's nothing more than water, and it evaporates, especially in the summer, pretty quick.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, also I had I think it was about maybe about a week and a half ago, went into Food Lion, and I think it was early in the morning, maybe sometime after it opened. So I went in there in shorts, you know, because I was ready to be encountered just in case, because I already, you know, called corporate about it, sent me a letter about it and junk like that or something. Okay, you know, we're good. So as soon as I walk in, the same cashier that I see every day, now all of a sudden, and she sees me barefoot before, now all of a sudden want to say, oh, are you not allowed to be in barefoot, move quickly. You know, I was like, I got a letter from corporate and I already called them. Well, she said, well, it says it on the door. Like, okay, I'll take a look. So as I was leaving, I went to one door, didn't see no sign. Went to the other door, didn't see no sign. So basically, it dawned on me that Food Lion has never had a sign. So what sign is she speaking of?
Yeah.
You know,
people, they just seem to believe that this sign exists, even though there's no sign. Food Lion and many stores, I mean, there's so many out there that have never had a sign, will never have a sign, have no policy against it. But these employees think that because they believe that they've seen signs in the past, believe that there's a sign on their door. It's like they imagine things. You know, I've often asked, where's the sign? Do you keep it next to the unicorn? Or is there a pot of gold that this sign exists by? I'd love to see it. You never want to ask for a sign because then they want to make one, but it's the imaginary sign.
You know, it's weird how she said that, but okay, it's like you see me barefoot before and you have not said anything. I do mean absolutely nothing. You know, now all of a sudden you want to say I'm not supposed to be in there barefoot, move quickly. Move quickly. What are we going to move quickly for? Y'all just opened up. I'm not in a rush to go shopping. I'm not in a rush to get
like
out.
They're closing.
I just went in there for one thing. Talk about move quickly. Is there a cop around the corner that's going to arrest me for being barefoot? Why should I move quickly? You know, I mean, dog. I mean, so, and then you work there. You got all these other signs on the door, you know, milk 2 for $5 or $3.99 a pound on some side of beef or something like that. So where is this I can't be in here barefoot sign? Where is it?
Yeah, there's so many signs, they don't know what's on there. And honestly, this, you know, at these signs that have stuff on sale, they don't even know what it is. The stuff rings up wrong anyway. It's like, what are they talking about? Or like, you know, they can't ring you up unless they're shoes. It's like, well, don't put shoes on your hand to ring me up. Try using the cash register without the shoes. I mean, I always try some antidote like that. I even did one of our spoofs about that, how we handle them. One of those sketches that I do with the don't put shoes on your hands, I think I called it. So I'll probably bring that one out later before the break, because I know I get a lot of messages about that.
You know, and later on, I went back into the store with my barefoot sandals on just to get something and get out. You know, of course, nothing happened there. And I went in there just yesterday, and I saw the same grocery manager, not the store manager, but one of the department managers, who approached me a few months ago, talk about, you know, it's saying the same thing. Yeah, you can't be here barefoot because there could be glass on the floor and it's a violation against us. I'll let you go this time, but next time I have shoes. You know, like, okay, you know, I mean, he rushed, he clearly just rushed off, and I didn't really, you know, I could have, you know, educated him and junk like that. That's what really prompted me to call corporate. You know, when I called him, is there a dress code or something? You know,
what's going on? And then they send you a letter saying that everything's okay. And these guys
think they
violate it because of the way you dress or because you're barefoot. I mean, I don't understand how they think that they're the ones that are violated when they're the ones sitting there violating your rights. That's what always amazes me. We're violated. My celery, I'm in charge of the celery, and you can't be in here barefoot. No, get the wilted celery off your shelf and don't worry about what I'm wearing on my feet. You got to love it.
Yeah.
They just sit there. Someone gives them a key, and they think that they're in charge of the world. They're the fashion police, the shoe police.
Yeah,
they have
just,
one job, slice the salami and leave me alone. You know, it's like. How are we violating them?
That's why I don't understand. I mean, they can't, and they dare not to bring health codes and OSHA. They already know that OSHA has nothing to do with it. Period.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm trying. I want to know, hey, what violation are you talking about? You know, I'm already like completely done hearing about the broken glass thing. You know, just freaking go clean it up. You know, find somebody to go clean it up.
Instead of complaining that your store is unsafe, make it safe for customers. I mean, what if a kid fell? What if a baby crawled away or something right over the dangerous broken glass? I mean, you know, we as adults, if you're more mature, you know, or anybody that of a certain age, not necessarily an adult, but someone maybe 12, 13, 11, I mean, they can see where they're walking. So they're going to avoid the broken glass. But if they're aware that there's broken glass on the floor, their job is to clean it up. I mean, it goes along with duty of care. It goes along with if they say that, our store's dangerous and there's glass on the floor, well, that's negligence. But a barefooter's not going to sue even if they do get hurt, because a barefooter wants the right to be able to go barefoot. And they feel violated. Yeah, and they're the ones that feel violated.
Yeah, because we don't want special rights. We just want the same rights.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, this is why I brought up before about places like, you know, AT&T or Sprint or Best Buy, you know, they treat me as if I was wearing shoes. They ain't ask me wear your shoes, or they ain't make me leave or hassle me or none of that. They treated me like a normal everyday customer. That's why I like, you know. I mean, even and another thing, I still don't understand, why are people still having trouble with Walmart? I mean, what is their deal? I go to Walmart my neighborhood Walmart all the time. Not a single solitary word. Matter of fact, I think it was last week that I walked in there and I posted. I don't know if you saw it, but I was just in there getting some stuff. Actually, I went in there one thing, but ended up leaving with several things. So basically, I was in the one of the aisles on the grocery store part. And what happened was I saw these two employees walking down the aisle. I mean, I'm thinking, man, it must be one of them must be the manager. Okay, so basically, first going over to the other aisle in the back of the aisle. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just walk past them and see what happens. So I walk past the store manager and the assistant store manager. Okay, and remind you, I'm in shorts. Okay, which is blatantly obvious. And I walk past them, and nothing happened. I guess they were too busy, I don't know, maybe looking up a price on a product or whatever the case may be. You know, I walk right past them, and nothing happened. Just like all the other employees that I walked past, absolutely nothing happened. Even the greeter that was standing right there at the front door didn't say anything. You know, I think the greeter, maybe his or her job is probably trying to maintain order and discipline. Was over there. That's probably the last thing on his or her mind to be like, hey, put some shoes on. But Walmart, I haven't had a problem with it. But some people are still having issues with Walmart, and I still don't understand. Even with the letter from corporate, people are still having issues.
Yeah, the real reason why this keeps happening is, and I've said it before on some of these shows, that Walmart, yeah, they're a big company. They have such a turnaround, though. And there's always that new batch of misinformed employees that come in to their culture, and they don't get it. Like, there may not be the highest educated, or they really just do the job and want to go home. Like, they may not even like their job. Walmart, from what I understand, does not make the morale of the employees is not all up there. So, you know, the employees are kind of miserable to begin with. And there's always a new batch. There's such a high turnover in the company. So whereas corporate will say, you know, okay, store manager, tell all your employees to stop this thing against bare feet. We have no policy. Talk to them. Here's the email. Here's the memo. Make sure everybody gets it. And then a month later or something, there's always someone new. And then the turnaround is so great that they end up, you know, just a fresh batch of people that weren't there a month ago when the memo was circulated or when the lashing came down from corporate on them. And then you start all over again. It's a vicious cycle with some of these stores. They constantly, you know, have to reinforce, stop this, behave, don't do this to customers, you know, because there's always a new batch in there. And honestly, I don't think I've ever been to a Walmart where I've seen the same people twice, honestly. I think maybe the manager once in a while, but then there's so many other managers. I mean, there's frontline managers, there's a store manager, there's assistant managers, assistant line registers, assistant department managers, this, that, and the other. I mean, stockroom manager, showroom managers, the aisle 12 manager. It's like, I don't know if maybe everybody's a manager, but they're not on the same page. But I mean, it's true. I mean, it's just
yeah, well, I mean,
after another.
Yeah, because it's like when I called Food Lion Corporate, I was like, hey, you know, y'all need to, educate your staff, your people about this, you know, because if you're telling me that, okay, it is in your policy, but you will, and the word but, as we know, will basically cancel out everything you said before that but. You say it's in your policy, however, we will accommodate customers for personal and religious reasons, you know, that should be y'all should have sent that message out to every store manager to educate all the other employees, so we won't be harassed. You know, same thing with Walmart, because apparently it's not happening.
Walmart doesn't have a policy. I mean, they've sent a letter. Corporate has replied and said, we do not have such a policy, and we're going to make sure that our employees know. And then we're back to the same vicious cycle. They let them know, new employee, they don't know. Then they let them know, the new employees, they don't know. And it just goes round and round.
Exactly. So it's always up to the store managers to pass along the information. There's, like I said, there's no reason why people are still having problems at Walmart. Just not understanding it, you know. And the store manager and the assistant store manager, to me, is partly to blame. You know, there's still no reason why we get so mistreated, why we still get yelled at and fussed at and cussed at, you know, just because we're normal people who just want to go in and shop. Just go in and shop, enjoy the ultimate shopping experience, and not be bothered and spend our money, pay for our items, and go about our business. That's all we want. We don't still have no trouble. Now, to me, the only way that a place of business would kick us out is if we cause a riot or some type of disturbance or something. Yeah, that gives grounds for a reason for getting kicked out. But being barefoot, no. Y'all want we come in here to spend our money. You telling us just because we don't have shoes on, you don't want our money? Okay, cool. We just spend our money at the nearest competitor.
Yep.
You know.
And honestly, I don't go to Walmart much. I mean, we have a store just like them called Meijer. And honestly, I think their food selection, the meats and stuff like that, and fish are much better than what you get at Walmart anyway. I don't think I'd probably eat much meat from Walmart to begin with. But there's competition, and they need to understand that. And it's a competitive market. And I think that they believe that, you know, maybe they're so big, everybody's going to shop there anyway, no matter what they do. But Walmart does have a very strict policy as far as how employees treat customers. And if you go to corporate, they will address it with the manager and that employee. But it seems like these employees think that, you know, they just don't need to worry about what their policies are. Or, you know, they make up things because they believe that there are laws. They believe that there's health department and all these myths out there and that have been around for years. I mean, it's not really until recently that the BIL has been really pushing the issue, writing to corporates and these companies and educating and doing all the outreach and everything that we do. So, I mean, we've been a big push in that, and even our membership shows that. You know, it's funny because I think it was Nick Deutschman, for the listeners out there, he's one of the members of our group, one of our admins, and also the head of corporate communications for BIL. He posted a picture about an incident he had at Walmart where he's just standing there laughing, taking pictures at three employees hovered around a computer hoping to find something in their policy. Because he just sat there and said, oh, I'd like to see it. And it was the funniest picture. One lady with a big scowl and frown on her face. Another one, like, just standing there pretending like, uh-huh, we're going to find it. We're going to find it. We're going to find it. And who's going to tell him? And then the other one just, like, very fed up at the fact that they couldn't find anything on their computer. I mean, it's absolutely silly. It was one of the funniest pictures of three Walmart employees. How many Walmart employees does it take to read the policy? It's about time they finally read it. I mean, that picture speaks 1,000 words. If anybody goes into the group, please check it out. Go to Barefoot is Legal on the Facebook page. I think it's on there too. So if you're not a member of the group, for those of you that are barefooters out there, join the group. If you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, I keep saying that. There's a lot of support out there for folks if they want to live a barefoot lifestyle or are living a barefoot lifestyle. It's a great community. Of course, it's not a fetish community. You will be banned. So, again, I'll say this again. For all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. So behave if you join and, you know, enjoy the resources and stuff that we have available. We are coming down to the bottom of the hour. So, of course, no one delivered that big suitcase full of cash yet. So we are going to have to take a quick break. But if you want to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208 is the way to join us. 319-527-6208. After the break, we'll be back with some more callers. Kevin is on the show with us today. And stay tuned. Check our website while you're at it, too. Barefootislegal.org. Coming right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
okay, 319-527-6208 is the way to be a part of the last half hour of the time we have together today. Coming through the bottom of the hour before 3 o'clock, we still have time for some good callers. We're also on the line with Kevin. Kevin's joining us this weekend. And during the break, I love going through the call queue and getting rid of all the trolls and everybody that hates us. And taking my wonderful fan base that likes to call in. And a couple quotes from the past few phone calls that I've screened during the commercial break. I am a stinky loudmouth. Thank you very much. And the other one is I smell bad. I think the theme is I don't know what it is. Does my breath stink through the microphone? I brushed my teeth before I got to the studio today. So I don't quite know where the theme is going on this one. But getting rid of trolls on the phone lines, the way Walmart gets rid of good employees, kind of the way a diarrhea factory cycles through toilet paper. But 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Press 1 to be on the air. Before the break, Kevin and I were talking about the mentality these big box retailers have when it comes to trying to familiarize themselves with their policies and procedures and what they're really supposed to do and how to handle customers. So getting rid of the myths, dispelling all those crazy stories that have existed for years, every hour and a half on the weekend with you. And Kevin, welcome back to the show. So really had to get rid of a lot of those callers. We just didn't want them on the air.
But that's cool. You know, the matter of fact, in about maybe another hour or so, we're getting ready to go to the movies. And the movies is another place where nobody ever have any issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most places really don't.
Yeah, so because now Guardians of the Galaxy, for those who are interested, yeah, it's coming out May 5th. However, because
no spoilers
I'm in the
on
military,
the air, before we go any further, don't spoil any parts of the plot on the air.
Well, I don't know nothing about the movie, but I'm just doing it because it's free for me.
That's right.
I've already seen the commercial or infomercial, whichever one you want to call it. But I'm just saying, because I'm in the military, and I get the Gome base and see a free sneak preview, which means they're showing the entire movie to us before it actually comes out.
That's really cool. And,
yeah, I know, right? So basically, yeah, no, I'll be barefoot in shorts as usual with no issues.
There you go. That's the way it's supposed to be. I was also during the break taking some of the other callers. I mean, we have some great callers on the line. Not too many people want to be on the air. They just had some questions, as well as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast a little bit of how we handle them. Going back to when we were talking about, or when you mentioned how it's a violation, or they can't check you out or ring you up if you don't have without shoes and stuff like that. So I pulled out the how we handle them. I'm going to throw this one out there for our listeners just by popular demand. A little bit of how we handle them and how to combat some of the situations that some of our newer barefooters may have out there when going out for their first few times. So here's a little spoof, how we handle them. Don't put shoes on your hands, I call it.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them?
Oh, I am next in line at the register.
Excuse me. I can't serve you without shoes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't juggle fire.
But you're barefoot?
Oh, well. I would probably start by using my hands to practice juggling at first anyway.
I mean, I cannot ring you up and collect your money.
Well, maybe we should join a support group to help us in our flaws. For now, why don't you try to use the cash register without shoes on your hands?
Putting people in their place and making sure that we have rights as barefooters. So by popular demand, how we handle them. And got a couple more of those that I'll throw out there over the course of the next few weeks. But anyway, Kevin, isn't that almost what it seems like when you're in a store and you just hear those stupid remarks like, oh, I can't ring you up without shoes on. I mean, you almost want to tell them, well, weren't you trained to use the cash register without shoes on your hands? I mean, what kind of stupidity? The things that some clerks throw at us.
Never heard that excuse yet.
My inspiration comes from real life when making those. Someone actually said, I can't ring you up without shoes on. I'm like, okay, then put shoes on. I don't know. I mean, are you wearing them on your feet or do you need them on your hands? I mean, try using the register without shoes on your hands. I mean, you need to push the buttons, right? Or don't you just scan it? They just looked at me like,
well, they let you come into work without gloves on, and look at how you putting your dirty hands on the register and handling people's money and stuff like that. You know, I mean, nobody tell you to take some hand wipes, you know, and wipe your hands.
Yeah,
you're still serving the customers with your dirty hands.
Yeah, they handle money all day, and then they're touching the top of everything you're going to put in your mouth from the cooler to scan it, and they're handling more money and then touching the next person's stuff. You ever go through a toll, You ever go through a toll booth and you see the collectors there in the toll booth and they have the gloves on their hands and how dirty they are from passing money back and forth all day?
Not where I'm from.
Okay.
But here in Virginia, all the tolls are electronic. So they need a toll person.
Yeah, no, I know. Most places are like Easy Pass or something like that, or some form of electronic toll taking now. But I mean, there's still always that one booth or something where you're coming through. I mean, every time I cross from Jersey into Pennsylvania, I don't have Easy Pass anymore. I don't live in Jersey or in the metro area of New York, so there's no need for me to have an Easy Pass where I live. However, you know, most toll crossings have Easy Pass, and so coming from Ohio through Pennsylvania into New Jersey, there's a toll, and it's, I don't know if it was 50 cents or 75 cents, probably a dollar now, but you always go to, I always have to stand in line with like the other four people as everybody else is whizzing by me in the toll booth because I don't have Easy Pass anymore. So I always have to stand in that line behind five other people or a truck or something and pay the toll in the car, you know. And I notice how dirty their gloves are. Now, you look at that and how dirty their gloves are from handling money. And you, if you were to handle money all day, touch the top of the soda cans or the, you know, drinks and stuff that people buy in a convenience store to scan it and then handle more money. I mean, that's just really dirty right there. And they're worried someone standing there without shoes on.
You know, here's another thought. What about construction workers? I mean, do they not have their hands on the jackhammers and those trucks and all the dirt on their clothes and junk like that? Yeah, they still walk into a grocery store. Okay, dirty clothes, dirty boots, dirty hands, all that other crap. Yeah, they still get served, but the employees worry about my bare feet. So
yeah.
Where's the logic in that?
Yeah, there is none. There is no logic at all. And they think that, you know, there's some weird disease or something that's going to be spread or that they're going to contract or something because someone that cleans urinals and porta potties all day is cleaner than someone that probably just walked out of the shower and is just pumping some gas. I don't get it. And they just the logic. And you're right. It really comes down to the logic. It's not there.
I was trying to explain it to my wife, who, you know, says she understands that it's healthy and all this other stuff, but for her it's a issue, you know, saying, and another thing is that it's not just her, it's just that there are a lot of people. We know it's not gross and dirty and junk like that. It's just that now some people say, it's embarrassing. So then I will come back and be like, well, so it's embarrassing them acting like a normal human being?
Yeah, I mean, what's embarrassing about that? I mean, it's like they're not the ones. I would look at someone in like some crazy, you know, getup and just say, that's embarrassing. I mean, we're not going out together. We're not, you know, I mean, if some stranger walks up and over that one, I don't get the logic behind that one. Or are you talking about your wife?
Yeah, check this out. If you, later on, if you remember, if you go to YouTube and you type in the people of Walmart and you see crazy freaking looking outfits,
yes,
the most outrageous crap I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. Oh, it's almost disgusting. I mean, people walking around without pants. Like, I mean, just, some of the images from I know.
If I look like them, I'll probably stay inside my house.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way that my wife would ever be seen with me in public if I look like one of them. But the only thing is, I guess going barefoot falls into that category.
I don't know. You know what? It's funny, though. You watch some of the videos that have been released for people at Walmart, and it doesn't seem like anybody's in those videos barefoot that they're zooming in on. They're not using that as an example of the people of Walmart. Isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
I like that.
It's all about, now it's all about, you know, appearance. It really comes down to appearance. You know, I would be like, oh my God, this woman or this dude is crazy. But then I took a second thought on that subject. But like, you know what? If that's how they feel comfortable, they really don't care what I think or the next person thinks, you know what, more power to them. Let them live their life regardless of how they look. Just let
them
live their life.
You know, speaking of that, there was something very interesting posted in the Facebook group from Dollar General. And someone was refused service because they looked like a hippie. Did you remember that one?
Dollar General. I don't remember seeing that one.
Okay, the employee is quoted saying, you can't be in here. You look like a hippie, and that doesn't fit our community. Now, wait a minute. What? This store is in a community, and this person's part of that community. And Dollar General are like, I mean, good thing they're not real estate agents, you know, because I'm sure Fair Housing would have ran them out of town by now. How would someone that's part of the community not fit the image of the community that store is in? The store is there to serve the
discrimination.
Community. Is that messed up or what?
That's discrimination. Honestly, straight discrimination.
Because it doesn't fit the community. I was amazed at that line. I'm like, how does that even fly? I mean,
okay, wait. We know. We'll think about not think. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but it's like, okay, what if I walk into Dollar General dressed like a drag queen? Okay, I could bet all the money in my bank account that I'll still get service, even though I'm dressed like a drag queen, you know, on my way out to do something to make some money. So you're gonna tell me that this person dressed like a hippie is not gonna get served just because of the way they're dressed?
Supposedly, according to Dollar General, it doesn't fit the community. I couldn't believe that.
Standards
of their community. I hope they do. I hope they do. That's just now. I don't even know if that was even related to Bare Feet because I think they're part of another group like tree-loving hippies or dread-headed hippies or something like that, and they just cross-posted into the BIL page. And it was very interesting.
I just don't get when they put up these shirt and shoe requires signs, I mean, like, what are they afraid of? What are they actually afraid of? You know, like people just go in there to shop and spend their money. I mean, now me personally, I would not go into a place of business without a shirt. I mean, that's just me. Even though I have seen it, but that's just me.
I mean, especially around beaches or lakes or something like that, and in places like that, or you know, camping, everything like that.
It's true, but I don't think I'm going to a gas station without a shirt. I'm not sure if that's taking it a bit too far.
Yeah, I mean, if you have one, I've always put one on. I don't think that it's a, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, being barefoot. Another thing, walking around in a shirt or something like that. Actually, we have Laura. She's on the line. I want to get her in before the top of the hour, before we run out of time. And Laura, welcome to the BIL, Barefoot is Legal show. And you're on the air with Kevin.
Thank you. A few things. Being without a shirt walking into a business is one thing, just like you have naked. But being without shoes or gloves, so what? It's like an appendage that's sticking onto an appendage that doesn't have anything, number one. And number two, I don't know if you really paid attention or noticed, but the people who do the most complaining about you not wearing, you know, people that go barefoot, these people are unhappy. They're unhappy. They're not they feel as if they've been persecuted about something. And even if they walk around saying, oh, they're so liberal and they're so open-minded and all that other stuff, they have to walk around and say they're so open-minded, liberal, and all that other stuff. It means that they're not. The people who have any breeding or any manners, any class, any happiness, really don't care if barefooters are barefoot. They're very
True.
Happy running around in their bubble. So the employees in stores, you can walk past them. They won't care. But you walk past an employee who had a bad night, had a fight with somebody, you know, broke up with somebody, or is positively broke and going to debtor's prison and miserable, they're going to start picking on somebody. But it's just my observation. The unhappy, miserable people feel better. They feel empowered if they're making somebody else squirm. And that's wrong. You know, I mean, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, and that's a very good point that you make. I mean, it seems like people that can't manage or have control over their own lives, in essence, are the ones that try to control and manage others.
That's
so
right.
So, whereas they're a mess in their own personal life, they feel like
exactly.
they need to impose some sort of whatever standard on someone else. And that comes along with, like, being prejudiced towards someone, mocking them, making fun of them, bullying them, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's their own insecurities
right.
that these people carry with them in everyday life that they try
right.
to impose on people. And they become radicals over things.
You
right.
know, here's another thing. What is it? The issue with a customer complaining about another customer who's barefoot, and they go put a bug in the manager's ear, be like, "Hey, I saw a dude over there by produce. He got no shoes on. I don't know about that junk like that." And all of a sudden, here comes the store manager talking about, "Okay, you have to leave or something like that." You know,
probably didn't have anybody to eat lunch with in school. That person had no friends. So he was the tattletale that ran to the cafeteria monitor and said, if somebody put a pea up their nose, who cares? But the thing is, I guess it sounds it. But, you know, I mean, so he's a goody-goody. Look at me, I'm good. And that kid put a pea in his nose. So that kid grew up to be the nasty customer who said, look at me, I've got on my new, like, you know, $2 flip-flops, and oh my, I'm the best customer ever. I'm going to be the customer of the month because look at that. I'm going to go to report to the manager that person's not wearing shoes. I'm the good guy. Same thing. That kid needed somebody to eat lunch with or a good slap.
They were the assistant hall monitor in like school or something that just got beat up, and now they want to just pass it down, you know, and pretend that they're the hall monitor all over again, reminiscing over old days.
Exactly.
Must be.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're right. I mean, it's the people that just don't. They just want to pick on someone else because I think they've been picked on. It's almost like George Carlin said once. You ever notice that people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to make love to in the first place? Same type of people.
There you go. That's funny. Yes.
And they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
They become their own self-appointed shoe Nazis, the new hall monitors, the new monitor, the aisle monitor of Walmart.
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're going to make sure you walk to the right, pass only on the left, and make sure you're wearing your shoes.
Well, I had a thing when I see people that have like four shopping carts blocking the aisles, and their back ends are two times as wide as that aisle, and their shopping carts are full of soda and chips and chocolate, I like to start putting stuff back on the shelf on them.
Right.
So that they're not blocking the aisle the next time. And you know what, Kevin, it's kind of funny that you mentioned the whole thing about how they like to call and report it to the manager, you know, where they run over to the manager and they, you know, like to tattle on you and stuff. And both of you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, have you ever, and this happened to me once, no, like 30 seconds after being in a store, someone did approach me once a couple years ago and say, I had a complaint from a customer because you were not wearing shoes. I said, you mean to tell me one in maybe 20-something employees in this store that a customer, like no sooner, like not even 50 feet in the door, spotted me, found you, and you were able to respond. I think that half the time they like to use the excuse that a customer complains that they don't look like the bad guy.
Oh, of course. You know, I didn't say this, but I heard. Oh, yeah, because the chicken guts, they won't even stand up and say, hey, you know, I'm the bully and I'm the uninformed ignoramus that believes you should have on shoes or just wants you to wear shoes. Now, they're going to blame it on somebody else. Sure.
Exactly. And when they do that, I mean, yeah, Kevin, I'm sorry.
When will people realize that we are just regular people living normal lives? The only difference is that we just choose not to wear shoes. I mean, it's a choice. It's like we have a right to be barefoot, just like everybody else has a right to wear shoes.
Absolutely.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm going to start telling you, live and let live.
That's what people need to start doing. And one day people will eventually say, it's all okay, and we can all just live together as human beings. But we are out of time this week, though, so definitely check us out next week. Follow us on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal, and on our website, barefootislegal.org. Coming up after the Barefoot is Legal show is Truth Quest Radio, so make sure you stay tuned to the Freedomizer Radio Network. And until next week, I'm Nick Pierce. Keep 'em bare. See you next time.